The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan Catcher on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Ellis and Ryan John.
Some very big AFL news broke yesterday, but probably much bigger than the actual game itself. Number one draft pick, former number one draft pick, Tom Boyd, retired on the spot, aged 23. And this was the statement he released.
The 23-year-old calling a premature end to his 61-game career with a statement that reads, "My decision to retire now is a reflection of issues I've had over the past 5 years, both with physical injury and with mental health, and they have now accumulated to a point where I just don't have the desire to play or the enjoyment of the game I used to have."
So to paint a picture who Tom Boyd is, he was the number one draft pick, age 23, but he was involved in probably the biggest financial trade deal in the history of the game. At the age of about 20, he signed a contract worth over $1 million a year to play for the Western Bulldogs, which everything sounds great, doesn't it, Ryan? When you sign a contract, no one draft pick, you sign a contract worth $1 million, everything's meant to be
in theory,
cream and honey.
Money, be the happiest guy ever.
Money doesn't buy you happiness.
Well, I actually reckon it. Well, what do you think, Zave? I reckon it could be the opposite. I reckon the pressure of the money and the number one draft pick would, I don't know, make me nervous.
Yeah, so at the age of 23, he's meant to be going to his prime of his career, age 26 or 27. He's meant to be in his prime, and unfortunately for Tom Boyd, he's had some obviously physical issues, but a lot of mental demons dealing with depression and anxiety and that sort of stuff, Ando.
I was going to say, to hear that he is putting himself first and his mental health is pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah,
especially for what we hear today, the number one killer for men is suicide.
Yep.
And, you know, with mental health issues and stuff like that. For him, because so many people would go, "Oh, just go on and play, mate. You're getting paid good money. You know, you can sit on the sidelines with your injury." You know firsthand, Zaves, like being an injured player, that the mental toll it takes on you.
I think that's what a lot of people don't see, is the mental side of football. I mean, on the 15th of every month, yep, sure, he goes and collects a paycheck worth $80,000. But I can guarantee that a lot of footballers would hand that money back in a heartbeat just to have their health again. He went to bed dreaming of playing AFL football.
Yeah.
He's finished up his career not in the way that he thought it was going to finish and not in the way that he wanted it to finish. Yeah, the money aside, he earned a stack of money in 3 years, but he would give that back in a heartbeat. For one, just to live a normal life. He did face a lot of social online media, like bullying, I suppose. I wrote an article about 12 months ago, and he was randomly the player I chose to use as an example of the heat he was copying from trolls online. So it's
what
just
kind of things were they saying?
So I haven't read the article again, but for example, I just remember from 18 months ago, whenever I wrote the article, it was something like he was growing a little beard, and it said something. The tweet said something like, "That beard just represents how depressed you are, Tom Boyd."
See,
yeah, little things like that.
For someone who is going through depression, that is absolutely one of the most horrific, worst things that you could say. And you've talked about it too, Zaves. A lot of these players, we don't really see some of the trolling that these players receive personally. Like Damian Martin's been on the show. Some of the things that he gets told to go kill himself after a game if he wins.
Yeah, no, it is a major issue. And people do say, "Oh, why don't AFL players or athletes get off social media?" And my old man's like that. He's like, "Why would you be on that FaceTime stuff?" And I'm like, "Dad, it's Facebook, your tool bag." But I mean, why should you have to change your life because people can't behave themselves, is my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, I think this is something really powerful that he's doing. I really hope that he can focus on his mental health, because a lot of the time I know a lot of people, they don't focus on their mental health and they continue, and then that is the detriment to their own selves.
And he does leave the game. I know he didn't do a stack, but with his money, with $1 million contracts, he played in the premiership the Bulldogs hadn't won for over 60 years, and he was second best on ground. So
good,
he finishes
him
up playing second in the Norm Smith and a premiership player. So congratulations
well
to
done.
Tom Boyd.
Yeah, good on him. Hey, you're with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan, counting down to giving away $50,000.
Is that the blue duck in Northcott?
Oh, she's wearing Rockingham already.
All I can see is bar next to me.
Find out where we are after 8 o'clock with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
We are currently in the Hit 92.9 Jeeps. We are on the road, on our way to change someone's life.
Is that too much of a giveaway? I feel like people that are at the traffic lights next to us will now be able to see where we're going.
Little do they know, Ando, there's 8 Jeeps.
Oh, it's actually 50, so 50 they're all
Jeeps
over the place.
Well, actually, there is a few Jeeps around.
Yeah. And
that
we
isn't
are in,
a lie.
We are in one of them on our way to deliver $50,000 to make your property dreams become a reality. Xavier, you expecting screams, tears? What do you think?
I think we'll definitely get tears. I'm not a crier, but if someone lobbed 50 grand on my doorstep, I reckon I'd even cry. So definite tears. And I think hopefully just a lot of excitement. And someone who is just super grateful that we've lobbed on their doorstep and has breakfast ready for us.
If someone else cries, I'm going to cry. Oh, I'm a sucker. See, and so are you, Hides. You're going
to
get caught.
I don't cry when it comes to this stuff. I just get so excited. I get over the top
Ando.
Chirpy.
You'll get got for sure.
Well, I was just thinking maybe we should take the 50K and
have you ever
go
given
ourselves.
Away? Just have, you <haven't. laughs> have you ever given away 50K pregnant with the hormones?
No, but
you'll
that's
cry.
Yeah, gone up.
You're gone.
I did say to Ryan, I felt sad today.
It was so a really maybe. Lively chat we had during the songs earlier. All right, that's coming up after 8 o'clock because we are on our way to deliver $50,000.
Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Hit 92.9's 50K to move away. I'm on my way, on
my way. Yes, for 6 weeks, people have been getting on the standby list to get $50,000 to make their property dreams become a reality. We are in a suburb of Perth and we're just around the corner and we're about to knock on the door of someone's house and give them $50,000.
Look, I'm taking my sunnies off because I'm going to be the first one that jumps out of the car here and wishes this person a massive congratulations. We are ready and raring to go. We can't tell you where we are. Zaves, how's the nerves?
I'm so nervous. I actually can't hold my mic steady. Seriously, it is outrageous how nervous I am.
Imagine,
with a GoPro sitting on my head.
Imagine being in your house this morning and we rock up with a $50,000 check.
Mate, 50K to move away. I was just thinking, wow.
Where would you go?
That fence and grass would be unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. So you wouldn't leave Em?
All right, we are about...
Please, I'm hanging on for dear life with her.
We are 150 metres away from the house. We're just about to drive around the corner. And so many people in Perth
right now will be
so nervous and just hoping, peering out their front window, I reckon, hoping that we're about to pull into their street.
Well, I hope we've got the right house. Imagine if we rocked up to the wrong house.
All right, well...
The way Grinch is driving, I'm going to be sick. But
yeah,
anyway,
okay. Should be all right. All right, we're 50 metres away.
We are 50 metres away. And we are officially pulling up in the driveway of the winner of the 50K to move away.
We've hit the ground running. All right.
All right, let's go, team.
Go,
oh, God.
Go.
Pregnant lady out first. Here we go. We're going to the front door.
Just smashed my phone.
Okay, the dogs are going off.
Heidi's knocking on the door.
Are they home? I don't know, but I've got the shakes. Where's my friends? Quick, get in here. The dogs are going nuts. I've banged.
I can hear someone moving inside.
Hello?
Yeah.
Guys, you are the winner of 50K to move away. She's just trying to get out her front door. This is awkward.
No. Right, there she is.
$50,000.
You're beautiful.
Here you are. This is you, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh my God, my name is on a key with $50,000.
Did you think it was
Bring
you?
Bring in the meds.
I'm shaking. I don't know.
I am shaking as well.
That is just life. Oh my God.
Okay, Zaves has got his cheer squad here. Bring out the family. We're all coming in. Oh, the kids are scared. You just won $50,000. It's all going nuts here. You're the dad. What's your name?
Jared. Is my name?
Jared, congratulations. You've just won $50,000.
Yeah, I don't think it's really sunk in yet.
You've both got tears in your eyes. We've got one kid that's escaped. He doesn't know what's going on. They're in utter shock here, everyone. Zayf has brought in a marching band. He's up. Stop. Guys, there is a lot of nervous tension, energy around. What's your kid's name?
This is Zoe. And that's Archer.
So Zoe and Archer, they're obviously quite frightened at the moment. They have no idea what's going on. Elise, how are you feeling? Is it sunk in yet?
Not really, no. I'm just, my mind is just spinning. It's unbelievable. You think you make a phone call and think you're in with a chance, but you don't believe it. This is crazy.
What will $50,000 mean to you?
Oh, this is our forever home, and we brought it a couple of years ago thinking this is it, but it had one owner and it was quite... dated, and there's so much that needs doing that we can just finally get it done.
I have to say, the most cool, calm and collected people I've ever met to have all this huge production going on at your front door. I mean, Zaves has brought in his cheerleaders, he's brought in a band, and you guys are just standing here so cool, calm and collected. Has it sunk in yet, Jared?
It's utter shock, really. Like, you sort of oh, yeah, yeah, you're in for a chance, but not really. Not really. You
think? We're here.
I said to Elise
only... Those fake competitions we run.
Yeah. I said to Elise only 15 minutes ago, I said, you know, I've never won anything, ever. So what are the chances on this? I'm a bit of a pessimist. And here everyone is, so prove me wrong. Good on you.
Well done. And were you nervously listening to the radio this morning? Were you very aware that this morning was the morning?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, we had some family ring up, mum and that, going, oh, you heard that because you mentioned the Bayswater underpass.
Well, I didn't mention. I didn't say the bridge, but locals, as soon as you said it, we were like.
That's why we're told not to say anything. Were you peeking out the window?
No, doing our very best to sit on the couch and stay quiet and just listen to the radio.
Yeah,
and
nice.
And the dog barked and we went, get stuffed, it can't be.
All right, let's come out.
Do you know what the funny thing was? Because we were all in the car and we were cruising out here. Like I said, Zaves has organised his cheerleaders and his band. They actually came up the side of your house and they were all sneaking up the side. So as we zoomed around the corner, I was like, God, I hope they're not out in the backyard.
No, not on a morning like this. It's much too cold this morning. We're got the kids ready for school and I'm ready for work and just hanging out waiting, really.
Do you have the morning off work?
No, I'm going straight back to work.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna be wagged.
What about these kids? They're in utter shock. We're gonna take a moment. Should we bring the band back on, guys?
Yeah.
Hey guys, before the band comes back on, it's Tim in the studio in HQ at the moment.
Yes, Tim in the studio.
We've actually got we've got her mother-in-law on the phone.
Got it, mate. We're gonna come back to you after this, okay, Tim? We love you.
Woo! Hit 92.9 just gave away 50k to move away thanks to the Home Buy Centre.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Yes, we are in Morley celebrating $50,000 has been run and won.
Oh my goodness. If you want to relive the moment, we knocked on Elise and Jared's door about 5 minutes ago. Here it was.
Right, she won $50,000.
You're beautiful. Yeah, this is you, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh my God, my name is on a key.
It is. The key has been handed to you guys. You're very quiet, Elise, which you just said, usually I'm a chatterbox. I can't shut up. But you are in shock.
I am. I'm totally in shock. This is just life changing. You don't believe it's going to be you. You really don't. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And we do have someone that has called the show this morning, wants to speak to you guys and congratulate you guys. So it is your mum, Jared, Kelsey. So she's called the show. I've got that right, haven't I?
Yeah, that's correct.
Hello, mum.
Hello.
Hey, mum, how you going?
Yeah, well, not as good as you, obviously.
No, well, it's about time once up, mate.
Absolutely. And Dad just said this morning that you've won 100 times more than we've ever won. We won $500 in Lotto years ago and you've been in business.
What, you won 500 bucks? Lucky you.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
Absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Can't believe it.
Kelsey, what happened? Were you listening and when did you figure out that it was your family?
When I heard on the radio this morning and you were saying you can't give a clue. But
oh, God, did I give it away?
Yeah, but you've got to understand, the Bayswater subway is well known to us.
You didn't know.
Street, and all the trucks would get stuck under there all the time, and they still do.
Yeah, I know, but I thought that was a really good clue and that not many people would clue onto it because there's heaps of people from Morley.
But if you live in Morley, Bayswater, you know, around this area, you know the infamy of that bridge.
Someone might be in the boss's office when we get home.
Well, Elise and Jared are here, Kelsey, with us. They're, as soon as they started speaking to you, I'll just paint the picture. There are tears. Both of them are in a little bit of shock. So are you going to be celebrating tonight with Elise?
Family dinner on us.
Family dinner? No. Family party. I'm sorry. You damn your dinner.
Well, Kelsey, do you have anything to say to these guys before we let you go, mate?
Congratulations. It couldn't have gone to anyone more deserving.
Thank you.
Oh, it is tears all round, Zave. So what do you want to do? Bring in the cheers?
No, we've only got one. We've got someone to thank. You. Very important for
how
this all worked, actually.
A big shout out to the guys at the Home Buyers Centre for making this all possible. A few
Without
of those guys
them,
are here.
It wouldn't have happened.
So thank you to the guys at the Home Buyers Centre. Go to homebuyers.com.au. We couldn't do these great things without you. Thank you to our cheerleaders and our band as well over here. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. And Jared and Elise, congratulations once again. Thanks for letting us storm into your house, and congratulations.
No worries.
Storming
you'll be bringing
any day,
50 grand.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. Enjoy the moment.
Thank you very much, and thank you to the home buyers as well. It's excellent.
Oh, thanks, guys. Well, enjoy this time of your life, because, like I said, it might never happen again.
Yeah, happy if it's a one-off.
I mean, if you're 50 in front, he doesn't need to happen again. Congratulations.
All right.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9. I'm on my way.
Yes, we are celebrating this morning in Morley. $50,000 has been won by Elise and Jared, a 50K to move away. And we heard earlier they've got heaps of upgrades they need to do to their house, their family house. And we're seeing them now with their two young kids with the $50,000 key.
Beautiful. Archer has just come to life and realised what's going on.
Yep.
Zoe's about to go to school. She is from Hampton's Primary School. She's pretty stoked. And Gran has just turned up from around the corner. This is the thing. They bought this house because they don't want to ever move. This is their forever home. Guys, we're wrapping things up here on our show today. Now, you were quiet when we knocked on your front door. Elise, how are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm sinking in the reality of what we're going to be able to do with this money. It's totally life-changing. Our house dreams are going to come true. We brought the house and we took a gamble on that and just went, let's get in and we'll time, and now time's not an issue, the money's there, so
a massive congratulations to a beautiful family of four. Guys, enjoy the day. I know Jared, you're back to work now.
Yeah, I've got another 8 hours at work ribbing from the workmates, so that ought to be good.
And apparently you're buying coffees for everyone for the next 5 years.
Yeah, that's a given.
Well, guys, a massive congratulations from us and the home buyers. Lots of love and enjoy this beautiful time in your life.
Thank you. Thank you, 92.9. Thank you, Home Buyers Centre. We are so grateful. Words are gone.
You're very welcome. You are very
You don't
welcome.
Need any more words, girl. We're done.
Yep. Shout out again to the guys at the Home Buyers Centre. Check out the Pinnacle Collection from Home Buyers. 5 home designs from 138,000. Head to homebuyers.com.au. Little Archie is now surfing the $50,000 key check.
He's gone mad.
All right. Have a great day, everyone. We'll chat to you from 6 o'clock Monday. Let's go out with the band. Tim Lee's up next. Oh, by the way, if you want to see any of this, the whole thing was live streamed as well. So check out Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on their socials.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.